Hey everyone, and welcome to Lighter Impact, the podcast that explores the intersection of social impact, somatics, and spirituality. Whether you're an entrepreneur, activist, or simply someone looking to make a difference, this podcast will provide you with insights and tools needed to make an impact in the world and feel lighter doing it. So sit back, relax, and let's see where this journey takes us. Hello, hello. Welcome everyone to episode 6 of Lighter Impact. For today's episode, I'm going to, again, in the spirit of laying the foundation, going to be answering the question, what is coaching? And more importantly, why I, as Bisan, absolutely love coaching. So to start off with the definition, what is coaching? The International Coaching Federation, which is a body that offers certification for life coaches, defines coaching as partnering with clients in a thought-provoking and creative process that inspires them to maximize their personal and professional potential. That's the definition of coaching, right? And I just want to start off by saying coaching is not therapy. Coaching is not therapy, right? Coaching is about that thought-provoking and creative process. I always explain it as coaching is really looking forward. It's about reaching your potential, Whereas therapy is dealing with those underlying mental health issues, right? So coaching is not therapy. I think of coaching as looking forward and therapy as looking backwards. A lot of clients I work with, they work with me as a coach, and they're also working with a therapist at the same time. I myself have been in and out of therapy at different points in my life and worked with different coaches at different points in my life. Again, they're very different spaces and they serve very different purposes. Okay. And the reason that I love coaching so much is because of this word inspires. Inspires them to maximize their personal and professional potential. I see coaching as being just about helping people really live life to the fullest, to the absolute fullest, so that if tomorrow were their last day, they would have zero regrets. And helping people live life to their fullest is a pretty broad statement. So on a more practical level, what is entailed in coaching? I always say coaching is three things. First is the container. It's a set time every week that you're meeting with someone dedicated to this goal, to this way of being that you're striving for. And the fact is, life gets really busy. If we don't have it on our calendar, the chances of us getting around to it, let alone getting around to it consistently, are pretty slim. So just by virtue of committing to that goal, committing to the container, carving out that space on your calendar, you've already started the transformation. And having someone there to hold space for you, to be present with you, has its own healing power, right? So it's one thing if you want to carve out that hour and be consistent to journal every week, right? Like, that's a beautiful thing, but it wouldn't capture the magic of coaching. The magic of coaching happens when there's someone there witnessing you, holding that space for you, accompanying you on this journey of transformation. So the first thing when you sign up for coaching is you get that container, that space. The second thing you get with coaching, or that's entailed with coaching, that helps people live the best version of their lives, whatever that looks like for them, are powerful questions, tools, frameworks that help you make sense of whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is that you're processing. I mean, some would argue that the entire consulting industry is just built on frameworks. Having the right framework at the right time can make things become incredibly clear. And sometimes it isn't even a framework. Sometimes it's just a question. The right question at the right time can land so powerfully in your body and make something clear to you that you just hadn't seen before. Connect dots in a completely new way. And I just want to take a moment here to emphasize that these frameworks, these questions, are simple questions. And in my experience, the more simple they are, the more powerful they are. And again, it isn't about telling the client anything. It's about the client seeing for themselves whatever it is that they needed to see. And this is where I'd like to take a moment to emphasize that coaching is not mentoring or advising. Right? A mentor or an advisor has more experience in a very specific area, has done something that you might not have done before, and is telling you how to do it. A coach's role is really to help you see what it is that you want to do, what is the unique way that you need to do it. Because this idea of living your best life, there is no right or wrong answer. This is a question that all people in all times for centuries have been asking. What does it mean to live a good life? If it were a simple answer that you could type into ChatGPT, get a response, and magically implement in your life, then we wouldn't be humans, right? That wouldn't be the human experience. It's the journey that you're taken on so that you can know that deeper knowing for yourself what it is that you need. Now, the third component of coaching, in addition to the space or the container, the questions and the framework, is accountability. And this is one that I cannot emphasize enough how much it has helped me in my own life. It's one thing to go into this deep transformation, reflective space, ask these really powerful questions, and take away the learnings from them. It's a completely different thing to actually implement it in your life. And that accountability is a critical element of the transformative power of coaching. Sometimes people ask me for one-off sessions. And, you know, for friends, family members, I'm always happy to do a one-off session, but it won't capture the transformative power of coaching. The coaching container that I hold for clients is either a three-month or a six-month journey. Because it's not just the session. It's the journey that you go through, the consistency, the reflection, the accountability, all of those steps that you're taking in between so that you can have the transformation that you're looking to have in your life. And this comes to the idea of results. I like to share how when I'm working with a new client, we always start with first, what's the intention of this container, right? What's that intention? And I've come to believe that the intention is more important than the goal. Intention is like a compass. It's the direction that we want to be going. The goals are those tangible results that the client would like to see in their life. And I can come back to those goals throughout the container. But holding the intention on our journey always takes us exactly where we need to go. And sometimes it's not to those goals that the client identified on their first session with me. I recently had a final session with a client in a container, and as we were reflecting on the journey, she explicitly said, she's like, wow, those goals seem so frivolous now. so irrelevant to the deeper transformation, the deeper work, the deeper journey that she was taken on in this coaching container. So I always say that coaching should feel like every coaching session should feel like a mini miracle. And that's really the commitment that I have when working with my clients. Do I get to that point 100% of the time? No, I'm human. I'm human too. But I think I can confidently say about 90% of the time, coaching calls feel like a mini miracle. And that mini miracle is always anchored in trust. Right? It requires so much trust to be able to experience a miracle. Trust in yourself as the coach, trust in the client, and trust in the process. So friends, if at this point you're starting to get curious about what it would look like to work with me in a thought-provoking and creative process that's going to inspire you to maximize your personal and professional potential, I want to invite you to book a free consult call with me just to see what is possible. Alrighty, friends, thank you for listening to another episode of Lighter Impact. If this resonated with you or you're curious about what it would look like to work with a social impact coach, please do reach out to me through my website, pauseimpact.org. Till next time, wishing you little moments of lightness and impact. Have a wonderful week.